everybody. Welcome back to Passenger Seat. This is my very first show back of the year. This is Amelia, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you are all having a lovely Thursday. This will be my slot for the rest of the semester, so I'll be doing my show every other Thursday, 2 p.m. Eastern time. And I'm so excited to be back in the studio. It feels so good. It's a nice, beautiful, cozy, rainy day here in Medford, so I feel like that kind of dictated my playlist for the hour. Just want to update y'all on my hours. So the song that you all just heard was Any Day Now by Kate Bollinger. She's one of my favorite artists right now. She's kind of like an indie pop feel, has a lot of acoustic, some lo-fi sort of elements going on her songs. She has a couple EPs out, but her debut album, actually, Songs from a Thousand Frames of Mind, comes out tonight at midnight Eastern Standard Time. So I am very excited and will definitely be tuning into that. One of her songs played, and I know my grandma definitely knows because she loves this movie, but Anyone But You with Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney. One of her songs is actually on the soundtrack of that movie, and I heard it during the film and I was like, wait, why is Kate Bollinger in Anyone But You? Definitely felt like a very random kind of connection, but I loved it and I was super excited to see her getting some nice recognition, and I'm really excited for her album to come out. And for those of you who are in the Medford, Somerville, Greater Boston area, she's actually on tour. She'll be on tour shortly, and she's doing a show in the Somerville area on October 12th. I think tickets are like $20-ish. So I'm definitely, if I'm in town, I will try and go, which is super exciting. So I feel like she'll be really awesome live and her band will be super cool. And yeah, big Kate Bollinger fan. So next up, we're gonna stick with the kind of like chill sort of vibe and get into some Claro, as I'm sure Claro has been playing on WMFO nonstop. At least for me, it's definitely been my album of the summer going into the fall. I'm obsessed with it. I can rant about it for forever. But let's get into the next track. So you're all about to hear Slow Dance by Claro.
In the wind.
is Slow Dance by Calero. Hope you all enjoy that one as much as I do. That's probably my personal favorite off of Charm right now. I feel like it just really hits the spot, and I am a huge, huge fan of that one. So yeah, that was Slow Dance. Charm is Calero's third album. So she had two albums before that. She had Sling, which is maybe still my favorite Calero album, which I think is definitely a hot take because I feel like there are a lot of people that are fans of Immunity. But I am super pumped about Charm because I feel like it just combines a lot of like jazzier elements with some of Calero's like indie pop strengths. Like the woodwinds, you could really even hear them super strongly on Slow Dance, are just so beautiful and I feel like make it such a well-rounded album. However, I do feel like Calero's lyricism on Charm definitely falls to the back for me. Like obviously the lyrics are still great, but I think it's really the instrumentation and the production and the melodies that really, really shine through on Charm. But I think that's great because you get that in Immunity and you get that in Sling if you want to hear some Calero lyrics. And I'm glad she didn't collaborate with Jack Antonoff again, even though I loved his work on Sling. But I do feel as though, why am I forgetting his name? The producer of Charm. Leon Michaels? I'm not sure how you pronounce his last name. Did a really nice job on this album. So Charm definitely going to continue to be played year-round for me personally. And we're just going to stick with some newer artists for the first half of the show. So I'm going to go into a song by Liang Lawrence, which is one of my favorite indie artists who I feel like needs to get some more love. She's definitely very indie pop, leaning more pop to me. Just cute songwriting, simple production, but it's just very cozy and nice. So this is her newest single and it is called Out Loud.
'cause I might be a genius. Well, she could be a model. Didn't think I'd get in, so I didn't apply. Now I'm a drunk hanger on, hitting on a younger guy. I buy booze for the Ivy League with my television salary. They think they look up to me, huh? Well, I was left like coals in leaves, and I sparked up in winter's breeze. Now I know it's me who's missing out. Missing out, missing out, missing out. Missing out, missing out, missing out. Missing out, missing out, missing out.
Is Missing Out by Maya Hawk. So you guys may recognize that name. She is in fact an actress. She was on Stranger Things, daughter of Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke, some pretty famous actors. So love a little nepotism, but that's okay. That song is super fun though. My friend Will, who goes to Vassar, he showed it to me, and I don't know, it just reminds me of him, and I feel like I love the chorus. I think it's so catchy and just a fun chill song. Very much a fan. And what we heard before that was Out Loud by Liang Lawrence. So if you all don't know, WMFO is in fact an educational radio station. So it is one of my most favorite times of the hour. It's time for our PSA, public service announcement. So this one is an autumn outdoor exercise PSA. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So this one really resonated with me because I have been loving my outdoor walks in the fall, especially because I'm not used to there being like seasons and different colored leaves and something pretty to see when walking around. So I did a little walk to Davis Square from my dorm the other day, and it was just the most picturesque walk with the prettiest foliage, and it was like a little rainy, and I've really been growing to love the rain, especially in the fall, because it's not too cold and you can just take in all the pretty colors, and rain is beautiful. So This PSA really resonates with me. And also, for those of you who are not aware, I am also WMFO's PSA director. So I get to curate the PSAs this semester. So definitely going to work on that and to give some fun things to share with you guys, because I feel like PSA book definitely in need of an update. So that's on me, and I will definitely be working on that soon. All right, so next we're going to get into a little bit more like pre-2000s, like 90s through like 70s-ish kind of music for a bit. So we're going to go into one of my personal favorite bands, probably my favorite band from like the 80s, 90s, the Sundays. So this song is called Cry. That was Cry by the Sundays. All their music just makes me feel a certain type of way. Like, it's just so emotional, and oh my gosh, the lead singer's vocals are just so perfect and powerful, and I am very much obsessed with all of their entire discography. I feel like, I don't even know where it came from. I feel like it was my senior year of high school. I don't know. I think it was like fall and I was just like trying to explore and find new music as I always do. And if any of you have any music recommendations, please feel free to send them my way at any point in time. I will always happy to listen to some new stuff. But I don't know. I first found Here's Where the Story Ends, which is probably their most popular song. And then after that, I just kind of listened to that whole album. And then I listened to Static and Silence, which I don't know. I can't really pick a favorite because they're all so good. And just really, they really spoke to me. And I feel like there's not, even though there's kind of the, I don't know, 90s, like whimsy goth kind of artists, none of them really speak to me as much as the Sundays do. But I feel like that just takes time for me to do a deeper dive, because I'm sure once you find me on like deep in the trenches on Spotify, that's how I'm like finding some good stuff. So yeah, I'm definitely a fan of that. As I usually do on my show, I love to give y'all a little life update about what I've been up to, because why not? So yesterday I went to the North End. I always am telling my chronicles about going to the North End. I feel like every time I have my show, it's always right after I went to the North End. But I went back to Bova's Bakery, my favorite spot, got my Rice Krispie treat, got a little like pumpkin crumb bread. But I also tried a new restaurant, Giacomo's, on Hanover, which is like the main touristy kind of street. Got this really good like linguine pasta with pesto and shrimp, and it just hit the spot. Anytime I have food not from the dining halls, I'm like very over the moon about it and excited. But yeah, I went to the North End. I saw my cousin who lives in Australia, so it was very special that he was in Boston and that we got to see each other, which was really, really fun. And yeah, it's just been really nice to be in Boston and explore. Like I visited my friend who goes to Northeastern the other day. Those are usually, whenever you'll hear me saying that I went to Boston, it's probably either seeing my friend at Northeastern or getting food in the North End. So I need to go to Fenway. I feel like the Red Sox season is like ending, if not already over, which is totally on me, but I'll get there eventually. So the next song I am dedicating to my lovely mom. So this is, Tom Petty was her favorite artist. So here is Wildflowers by Tom Petty.
You belong among the wildflowers. Hours, you belong somewhere, you feel free. Run away, find you a lover. Go away somewhere all bright and new. I have seen no other who compares with you. You belong among the wildflowers. You belong in a boat out at sea. You belong with your love on your arm. You belong somewhere you feel free. Cover, you belong in that home by and by.
So that was Wildflowers by Tom Petty. Oh, anything by Tom Petty is always so good. He's a master in lyricism and music and just portraying so much emotion and depth in all of his songs, but also creating some of like the catchiest music ever. I mean, Free Fallin', it will forever be in my head, but yeah, that was Wildflowers by Tom Petty. So now we're going to play some Bonnie Raitt. And I always forget if it's Raitt or Raitt. I'm going to say Bonnie Raitt because that sounds more correct to me. And Bonnie Raitt has most famously been recognized because she won a Grammy over Taylor Swift in over the past couple of years. I think she released a new album. And of course, the Swifties were very upset. But Bonnie Raitt is super iconic, especially in like the, like, I don't know, soft rock, kind of like mellow sort of classics, and she's awesome. So we're gonna play some Bonnie Raitt. So this next song is Angel from Montgomery.
I am an old woman named after my mother. My old man is another child that's grown old. Your dreams were thunder and lightning desire. This old house would have burnt down a long time ago. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give cowboy. It weren't much to look at, just a free rambling man. But that was a long time, and no matter how I tried, those years just flow by like a broken down dam. Make me an angel that flies. I can hear them, they're buzzing, and I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning and come home in the evening and have nothing to say?
So that was Angel from Montgomery by Bonnie Raitt. So while that song was playing, I did get a very special caller, a caller named Nick. for those of you who have listened to Passenger Seat before, you may remember this. Basically, for those of you who don't know, I am in a children's theater troupe on campus called the Traveling Treasure Trunk. And this is now the second time a trunker, as we call it, that's what our group members are called, has called in. So then they always call in under the pseudonym of Nick. So in the past, we've had Ben Trunker of Yore and Sophie Trunker just called in for a request. For a super special song. I only will play a few seconds of it, but it always just brings a little fun, you know, something a little unexpected to the show, you know, keeping everybody on their toes. However, this still fits in the theme of like music, like oldies music. So I'll play you a brief 20 seconds or so, I would say, of 30,000 Pounds of Bananas by Perry Chapin. And if anyone else has any requests or wants to call in, please feel free to call the station. So yeah, here's 30,000 Pounds of Bananas. Let's listen to this together and take it all in.
After dark, when the truck started down the hill that leads into Scranton, Pennsylvania, carrying 30,000 pounds of bananas, carrying 30,000 pounds, hit it, big jump of bananas. It was a young.
I hope you're all enjoying 30,000 pounds of bananas as much as I am. You know, I might keep it on in the back while I talk to y'all for a minute. So yeah, 30,000 pounds of bananas. There's not much to explain here. Harry Chapin, the artist, he is most known for the song Cats in the Cradle, if that rings a bell to any of you. This the really sad song about a dad and his son. But he also has a hilarious song called 30,000 pounds of bananas, you know, the more you know. So I might go back on to our scheduled programming. So the next song I'm going to play is one of my all-time fall favorites, the coziest song ever, by the lovely Neil Young. So this song is called Harvest Moon. I bet most of y'all know this one, and if not, enjoy.
Just like children sleeping, we could dream this night away. But there's a full moon rising, let's go. Yes. I loved you with all my heart. But now it's getting late and the moon is climbing high. I want to celebrate see it shining in your eyes. Because I'm still in love with you, I want to see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you on this harvest Because I'm still in love with you, I want to see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you on this harvest moon. And
that was Harvest Moon by Neil Young. Maybe one of the best songs, I dare say, of all time. Is that a bold claim? It is, in fact, a 5-minute song. Does it need to be 5 minutes? Yes, I think so. Also, for those of you who don't know, the show is called Passenger Seat. And I initially named it Passenger Seat because I did not have my driver's license. And I thought of this song as sitting... what I would play if I was sitting in a car next to somebody in the passenger seat, and I was able to play music. And I have some big news. I did, in fact, finally get my driver's license after many, many expired permits and no failed driving test attempts, though. I have to brag on that one, I guess. That's a win in and of itself. So is the show still going to stay being called Passenger Seat? I think yes, because that name still resonates with me because I do still think of myself as a passenger princess. But if anybody is vehemently opposed to that name and thinking it's not truthful to my show, please let me know. And I would love to hear some suggestions of names. All right, for the last couple songs and last 15 minutes we have together, I'm gonna go back to some more modern stuff, some indie stuff. So I've played Arlo Parks on my show before, but I think they're awesome. So we're going to play another song off of My Soft Machine by Arlo Parks. And this song is called Dog Rose. So let's get into it.
Go on to some mezcal, it's your brother's birthday.
was Dog Rose by Arlo Parks. Such a cute, like, sweet little indie pop song. And those are just my favorite. If you couldn't tell, that will definitely be a recurring theme on my show throughout the year. But if anyone ever has any suggestions of, like, certain things you want to hear, I mean, you know, love indie pop, love jazz, love any oldies, like 60s, 70s, like soft rock, anything like that. I don't know. Would you guys be interested in, like, having themed, like, playlists? I don't know. I want to do something more fun with this. And I definitely want to have more guests on the show, because I love when people come and talk and they help me curate the playlist and stuff. And I always like to call them, like, my drivers, putting them in the driver's seat of, you know, because my show is called Passenger Seat. Ha ha ha. So, yeah. And the next song I'm going to play, my dad actually showed to me this summer. Super mellow. He knows I love just, like, mellow kind of music. So this is by Leanne LaHavas, and this is Elusive.
Lies in the hands that say
By Wendy and Bonnie. So those two are actually a sibling duo from like who released music late 60s, early 70s, and I think they kind of just have one EP out, or album, one album out called Genesis, and then kind of never heard from them again. But I love all their music. It's the exact kind of like 60s, 70s stuff I like. They're so cool, and their voices sound so good together, and the production's really simple and amazing. So big fan of them. So all right, we are basically almost at the hour, so I wanted to thank you all so much for tuning into Passenger Seat today. This is super fun to be back in the studio, and I will be back very soon with another show for y'all. So once again, this is Amelia, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And be sure to stay tuned for the next DJ and their amazing show. So I'm going to finish y'all out with some Janice Ian. Here is At 17.
I learned the truth at 17, that love was meant for beauty queens and high school girls with clear-skinned smiles who married young and then retired. The valentines I never knew, the Friday night charades was spent on one more beautiful. At 17 I learned the truth. And those of us with ravaged faces, lacking in the social graces, desperately remained at home, inventing lovers on the phone, who called to say, come dance with me, and murmured vague obscenities. It isn't all it seems. It's 17. A brown-eyed girl in hand-me-downs, whose name I never could pronounce, said, pity please the ones who serve, they only get what they deserve. In the rich relationed hometown queen marries into what she needs with a guarantee of company and haven for the elderly. Remember, payment due exceeds accounts received. It's 17.